is because we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit.
我们今天早上之所以讲，一开始讲属灵的成长呢，因为我们想要讲圣灵。
He can sometimes bring some very strange things to us.
因为圣灵要有的时候给我们带来的东西呢，可能对我们来讲呢，可能是不是很熟悉的东西。
It's very exciting.
非常令人兴奋。
But sometimes a little difficult for us.
有的时候我们难以理解。
But to see the hand of God in action is a wonderful thing.
看到神的手在做工呢，是非常奇妙的事。
And I know the Lord is preparing us for the last days. We're going to see some wonderful things in the church.
我知道主在预备我们呢，为末后的日子呢，做奇妙的事情，在为教会做预备。
And we got to be ready.
我们要准备好我们自己。
Amen.
Amen.
And sometimes when the Holy Spirit begins to move, we don't always understand it.
有的时候圣灵开始运行的时候，我们并不一定都知道明白。
But we just need to follow His voice and just do what He tells us to do.
我们只需要跟随他，听他的声音。
You know, in the Old Testament, only certain people received the Holy Spirit.
在旧约里呢，只有一部分人呢，他有圣灵。
Like the prophets.
就像先知。
But then one day God spoke a promise, and He said that a day will come.When everybody will receive the Holy Spirit.
然后就有一个预言说呢，有一天呢，每个人都要接受圣灵。
And we read of that promise in the prophet of Joel, chapter 2, verse 28.
我们这个预言呢，在约珥书第二章二十八节。
Joel 2, verse 28 and 29.
约珥书第二章二十八、二十九。
And shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh.
那约珥书第二章二十八、二十九呢
？So your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.
那个时候呢说，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的，你们的儿女要说预言。
Your old men shall dream dreams.
你们的老年人要做异梦。
Your young men shall see visions.
少年人要见异象。
And also on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days.
对，那些日子我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女。
And this is a promise that God spoke in the Old Testament.
这是神在旧约里所发的一个预言。
About
一个应许。
About what was to come in the New Testament.
他的预言呢，在新约里要发生的事情。
Spirit of God will fall on everybody.
神的灵要浇灌凡有血气的。
God says, "I will pour out my spirit on all flesh."
神说我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
Even on our children.
甚至小孩子都有。
Our sons and our daughters.
我们的儿女，我们的都有。
And because of that outpouring,
因为要大浇灌呢。
We will see visions and dream dreams.
我们要做异梦和异象。
And even our children, it says, will prophesy.
甚至你的儿女呢，要说预言。
It must have been, it must have sounded very strange to Old Testament ears to hear that.
那旧约的人呢，听到这句话的时候，可能非常非常的奇怪。
But that was a promise that God made.
这是神所应许的那一天。
So we're going to look at that promise this morning.
我们今天早上要看一看这个应许究竟是什么呢？
But before we do, let's go to John chapter 3.
在我们之前，我们先看约翰福音第三章
，where Jesus spoke with Nicodemus.
耶稣对尼哥底母在说话。
About the Holy Spirit.
关于圣灵。
Because he's talking about the new birth.
他讲的是新生。
And the new birth happens through as a work of the Holy Spirit.
新生是圣灵的工作。
I won't read all of that just to save some time.
我并不要全部读，但是我要读。
Verse 3 says, Jesus answered and said to him, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
耶稣回答说，第三节，第三章第三节，我实实在在的告诉你，人越不重生，就不能够见神的国。
Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old?"
尼哥底母说，人已经老了，怎么能重生了呢？
Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?
岂能再进母腹生出来吗？
Can you see Nicodemus is thinking with a natural mind?
尼哥底母用自然的思想在思考。
But Jesus speaking spiritual things to him.
耶稣在说的是属灵的事。
Verse 5, Jesus answered, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God."
第五节说，我实实在在告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh.
从肉身生的是肉身。
And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
从灵生的就是灵。
Do not marvel that I said to you, "You must be born again."
我对你们说，你必须重生，你不要以为奇。
The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it.
你随风随着意思吹呢，你听见它的声音呢。
But cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes.
却不知道从哪里来，要到哪里去。
So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
从灵生的，圣灵生的呢，也是这样子。
So here we begin to see Jesus talking about the Holy Spirit and what he would do.
耶稣在讲到圣灵，他要做的事情。
We understand as born again people that we die to our old nature and we were born again.
我们明白了，当我们重生得救的时候呢，我们旧的性呢，旧性已经死掉了，我们重生了。
And that is the work of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵的工作。
We don't understand how it happens, but it's just something that the Holy Spirit does inside of us.
我们不明白它怎么样，这个过程是什么，但是圣灵就这么做了。
Now there in John chapter 4,
然后约翰福音第四章呢，
Jesus speaks to the woman at the well about this.
耶稣呢对那个井边的妇人呢说这句话。
And we know the story.
我们知道这个故事。
Of how Jesus went there and he asked her to give him something to drink.
耶稣去那里给那个妇人要水喝。
And she was actually surprised that he asked her because she was a Samaritan and he was a Jew.
这个女人很惊奇，为什么你给我要水喝呢？我是撒玛利亚人，你是犹太人。
And the Samaritans and the Jews didn't talk with one another.
撒玛利亚人和犹太人互不来往，互不说话的。
And so a conversation started there.
但是耶稣就给他说话。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God." And who it is who says to you, "Give me a drink," you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water.
第十节说呢，耶稣回答说：“你若知道神的恩赐对你说，给我水喝的是谁，你必求他，他也早给你了。”
The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water?"
那个妇人说：“先生，你没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？”
You see, they're talking about two kinds of water here.
耶稣和这个妇人说的是两种不同的水。
Jesus is talking about spiritual water. She's talking about natural water.
耶稣说的是属灵的水，这个女人讲的是自然的水。
And she's about to find out something wonderful.
她有一个奇妙的事情要发现。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again."
还凡是喝这水的呢，自然的水的呢，还要再喝，再渴。
But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst.
凡喝我所赐的这个水呢，永远不渴。
But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life.
我所赐的水在这里面。要成为泉源，直涌到永生。
He's talking with her about the same thing he discussed with Nicodemus.
耶稣所说的这里呢，给这个尼哥底母所说的是一样的。
The new life through the Spirit of God.
从圣灵呢所带来的新生。
He says to her that what I can give you will be like a fountain inside of you.
我给你就像一个泉源在你里面一样。
It says it is will spring up into everlasting life.
可以永流到永生。
And he's talking about the Holy Spirit on the inside of her.
这里面讲的是他里面的圣灵。
Because the moment we become born again, the Holy Spirit finds a place inside of us.
当我们重生得救那一刹那呢，圣灵就在我们里面。
And he's like a fountain that springs up inside of us.
就像我们里面的一个泉源一样。
Living water.
有活水涌出。
It's like a fountain that's bubbling up inside of us.
就像一个泉源一样的话，那个水不断的冒气泡冒出来。
The new life in Christ.
对，耶稣基督里的新的生命。
That's the life we just spoke about. That if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation.
这给我们所讲的，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，是一样的。
Where all things passed away and everything has become new.
就是以后一切都变成新的。
And so. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He comes and he lives inside of us like a fountain.
这就是圣灵所做的事情，他到我们里面居住着，就像一个泉源一样。
But then, there in John chapter 7,
然后我们再达到约翰福音第七章呢。
7:37。
三十七节开始呢。
Just a few chapters further on.
只是几章之后。
Jesus talking again about the Holy Spirit.
耶稣又讲到关于圣灵的事情。
Says on the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink."
节期的末日呢，最大之日呢，耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
He who believes in me, as the Scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
信我的人。如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河。
So now the fountain has become a river.
刚才所讲的那个泉源呢，变成一个江河了。
More of the same.
都是水，但是有更多的水。
There's an overflow now.
现在可以流出来，涌出而来。
And it says there in verse 39.
第三十九节就解释到。
But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive.
耶稣说这话呢，只是那些信他的人要受圣灵说的。
For the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified.
那时候赐下圣灵没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣还没有得荣耀。
Now we understand that nobody could become born again before Jesus died.
我们明白呢，听清楚呢，在耶稣死了之前呢，复活之前呢，没有人可以重生得救。
He had to die and rose again.
他必须受死，复活之后。
And so, after that event, people could receive the new birth.
在那之后呢，他死了复活之后呢，我们才可以重生得救。
Jesus had to pay for our sins first.
耶稣必须为我们的罪付出代价才好。
And that opened the door for us to become born again into the kingdom.
他把我们重生进入神国的门呢打开了。
And when that happened, everybody who received him,
那个时候呢，凡是接纳他的
，received that fountain on the inside, that river, that living fountain that bubbles up,
就接纳了呢，从他里面的泉源呢，可以涌出到永生
，with vibrant new life,
里面有永远的，新的生命。
But then, he also speaks there of rivers.
他又讲到江河。
So we have two things here.
现在有两个不同的地方，不同的东西。
I will come back to that.
我们等一下再讲。
But let's go to John chapter 20.
我们再翻到约翰福音第二十章。
There's an interesting event there.
这里面有一个非常有兴趣的一件事情。
Just after Jesus was raised from the dead.
这时候耶稣刚刚从死里复活。
We read from verse 19.
我们从第十九节开始读。
Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week,
那到七日的第一日晚上呢
？When the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled,
门徒所在的地方呢，门都关了。
For fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you."
耶稣呢，站在他们当中，对他们说，愿你们平安。
When he had said this. He showed them his hands and his side.
他说了这话呢，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。
Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord.
门徒看见主呢，就非常的喜乐。
So Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you."
耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安。父怎么样差遣我呢？我也照样差遣你们。”
And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
他说了这话呢，给他们吹了一口气，说：“你们受圣灵。”
So I believe this is where they received that fountain.
我相信呢，这是这次门徒呢接受这个泉源的时候。
Before Jesus was raised from the dead, that couldn't happen.
在耶稣呢复活之前呢，他们不可能接受圣灵。
And then he breathed on them.
他向他们吹气。
And they received the Holy Spirit.
他接受了圣灵。
There are wonderful comparisons in the Old Testament.
在旧约里非常有奇妙的一个比较啊。
Apostle Paul says the Old Testament has shadows of what was to come in the New Testament.
保罗说呢，旧约呢是新约之事的影子。
And we see one of those pictures there with the creation of man.
我们看到，人被创造的时候呢，有一个非常奇妙的一个图画。
When God breathed on that body that He made for Adam, and He became a living being.
神用泥土造人之后呢，就对他的鼻孔吹了一口气，他就成为一个有灵的活人。
Now there's a new creation.
现在呢，有一个新造的人呢。
And Jesus breathes on them.
神耶稣呢，对他们吹了一口气。
And they receive the Holy Spirit.
他们受了圣灵。
They become new creation beings.
他们成为基督里的新造人。
Holy Spirit moves into their lives.
圣灵呢就搬到他们的家里，搬到他们的生命当中。
But then there's something that is interesting to see.
但是更有意思的是呢。
Just before Jesus went back to the Father.
在耶稣升天回到父神那里去之前呢。
He spoke with them.
他又向他们说话。
In Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章。
From verse 4 on.
从第四节开始。
Now remember, these disciples have now received the Holy Spirit.
要记住呢，这些门徒已经受了圣灵。
Jesus breathed on them and he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
耶稣向他们吹气说：“你们受圣灵。”他们就受了圣灵。
And verse 4 says, "And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, 'You have heard from me.'"
用使徒行传一章第四节开始呢，他说呢，耶稣和他们聚集的时候呢，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。
For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
约翰是用水施洗，但不多日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
Well, they just received the Holy Spirit.
他们刚才已经受了圣灵了。
Now he says you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
现在说你们要受圣灵的洗。
Why would Jesus tell them to wait for the Holy Spirit, the promise of the Father, if they already received the Holy Spirit?
那耶稣为什么叫他们在耶路撒冷等，哪里都不要去，说你们要等候圣灵的洗？如果他们已经受了圣灵，为什么还要等候圣灵的洗呢？
Because there was something else to happen.
因为有更多的事情要发生。
He told them not to go away out of Jerusalem, but to stay there and wait for that promise to come.
他说哪里都不要去，等待耶路撒冷，等候父所应许的。
Verse 8.
第八节呢
？But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem.And in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
并在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
And so now the disciples had to wait.
现在呢，他的门徒要等。
I don't know if they really knew what to wait for, but they just knew they had to wait. There was a promise coming.
他们不知道等什么，但是他们知道呢，有应许要来。
Jesus said they would be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
耶稣说他们要受圣灵的洗。
Now, then on the day of Pentecost.
然后呢，五旬节那一天呢。
the Holy Spirit came.
圣灵就来了。
Now remember, they have already received the Holy Spirit when Jesus breathed on them.
你记住哦，刚才耶稣向他们吹气的时候，他们已经受了圣灵。
Verse 1, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all in one accord in one place.
第使徒行传第二章第一节呢说，五旬节到了，门徒聚集在一起，同心合意的聚集在一起，是汉语圣经里面翻译出来啊。
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven.
突然天上响声下来。
As of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting.
好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。
Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them.
又有舌头如火焰的显现出来，分开落在他们个人的头上。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
他们就都被圣灵充满，按照圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
There's a very distinct, different experience from the one they already had when Jesus breathed on them.
这个经历呢 是给他们耶稣向他们吹气时候受圣灵呢非常截然不同的一个经历。
There were all kinds of manifestations.
有各种不同的显现。
And they started speaking with tongues.
他们开始说方言。
What I always find interesting is to look at the symbolism.
我非常我经常发现呢有有意思的是呢要看到里面的有什么代表性的。符号
And there are beautiful pictures there.
这里面也非常美丽的图画。
That confirm to us what's happening.
向我们印证了所发生的事情。
Now there's two pictures here that come together.
有两个图画呢聚集在一起。
Let's go back to the woman at the well.
我们看那个井边的女人。
John chapter 4, there's the fountain.
第四章约翰福音有一个泉源。
John chapter 7, rivers of living water.
第七章呢有活水的江河。
More of the same.
有更多的水。
Go to the disciples. Jesus breathed on them.
耶稣向他的门徒显现，向他们吹了一口气。
Acts chapter 2, rushing mighty wind.
然后第七使徒行传第二章说一阵大风。
More of the same.
一口气变成了一阵大风，都是更多的同样的东西。
And the Holy Spirit came and filled them all.
圣灵来就充满他们。
And they started to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
他们就按照圣灵所赐的口才呢说起方言来。
Which is a sign that something different has happened.
这是一个神迹呢，一个不同的事情发生了。
Something that they never experienced before just took
place. 他们以前从来没有经历过的事情发生了。
Because now the Holy Spirit came in all His fullness.
现在圣灵以他的丰盛呢，已经来到这里。
And we begin to see them with experiences that they never had before.
我们看到他们的经历呢，以前从来没有经历过的。
And the people around them didn't know what was going on.
他们周围的人呢，不知道发生了什么事情。
They said there in verse 13.
第十三节那里说呢
，Others mocking say they are full of new wine。
有人说讥笑他们说他们无非是新酒灌醉，灌满了，喝醉了。
When the Holy Spirit came upon them, they were such powerful manifestations. The people who looked in from outside thought they were drunk.
那当圣灵充满他们的时候呢，他们的反应呢是这样子，周围的人以为他们是被酒灌醉了。
Verse 14, but Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and heed my words.
彼得和十一个门徒站起来高声说呢，犹太人一切住在耶路撒冷的人呢，这件事你们当知道，也当侧耳听我的话。
For these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it's only the third hour of the day.
这些人，你们想这些人是醉了，其实不是醉了，不过是一处而已，现在就是早上九点左右。
But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel.
但现在是先知约珥所说的。
And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh.
神说在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.
你们的儿女要说预言。
Your young men shall see visions.
你们的少年人要见异象。
Your old men shall dream dreams.
老年人要做异梦。
And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days.
在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌我的使仆人和使女。
And they shall prophesy.
他们要说预言。
He says, "What you now see, this is what Joel spoke about."
你现在看到的是约珥刚才上面以前所写的。
That has now happened.
约珥所说的呢，预言到的呢，已经发生了。
And he started explaining to them. What happened there?
他就开始解释了发生了什么事。
Verse 37.
第三十七节。
Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?"
众人听见这话呢，就扎心，对彼得其他的门徒说呢，弟兄们，我们当怎样行呢？
Then Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name." Of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。”
For the promise is to you.
因为这应许是给你们的。
And to your children.
你们的儿女。
And to all who are afar off.
和一切远方的人。
As many as the Lord our God will call.
主我们。就是主我们神所呼召来的。
Well, that was a great day.
那是一个非常奇妙的一天。
The day the Holy Spirit came.
那一天呢，圣灵降临。
Came as a rushing mighty wind.
像一阵大风经过。
Came and filled them with an overflow.
充满他们，让他们就涌流而出。
And remember there in verse Acts 1 verse 8, Jesus said, "You shall receive." Power when the Holy Spirit comes.
你记得使徒行传一章八节说，当圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
And then you shall be my witnesses.
你就在可以做我的见证。
Because now they could witness in the power of the Holy Spirit.
现在他们可以用圣灵的能力去做见证。
And there's a boldness that came with it.
在这里面带来的是放胆无惧。
Well, you know that before all of this happened.That Peter always said the wrong thing at the wrong time.
你知道在此以前呢，彼得呢一直说的是非常不对的事情，不对的话。
But after the Holy Spirit came, suddenly he became the spokesman.
当圣灵降临的时候，他突然就成为他们的代言人。
And delivered powerful message.
把一个非常强有力的信息呢带过来。
Because now it's not Peter speaking; that's the Holy Spirit speaking through him.
那这个时候的彼得呢，已经有圣灵的能力了，圣灵就通过他来说话。
He's a different man now.
他已经是不是当初卖主的那个彼得了
？Because power came upon him.
因圣灵的能力降在他身上。
And he's equipped now for the task that he was called to do.
神预备他了，为他将要行的事呢，都预备。
He's a brand new man.
他是一个。完全崭新的一个人。
And so that's what the Holy Spirit comes to do for us.
这是圣灵要为我们做的事。
When we become born again, we receive that fountain on the inside.
当我们重生的时候呢，我们就从里面呢接受了这个泉源。
But then there's more.
但是还有更多的要来。
There's also the rivers of living water.
还有一个活水的江河要来。
Jesus said it will flow out of your innermost being.
是耶稣说，从你腹中要流出活水的江河。
More of the same，
更多的，同样的都是这样的水。
That is the experience that changed Peter。
这个经历呢，改变了彼得。
Well, it's good to have the fountain。
那你光有泉源呢，当然很好。
It's better to have the river。
那有活水的江河呢，更好。
We have the fountain。
我们有泉源
，and that fountain will give us eternal life.
那个泉源会给我们永生
，and we go to heaven.
我们会上天堂
，but we can be more powerful when we have rivers flowing out of us.
但是当活水的江河从我们里面流出来的时候，我们可以变得更加的强有力。
God had more.
神有更多的在给你。
He had more for us.
他神有预备的更多呢给你。
He has more powerful equipment.
他有更多的装备呢要给你。
That comes in the power of the Holy Spirit.
带着圣灵的大能呢要给你。
God operating in us and through us.
神呢通过我们在我们里面呢做工。
A God living in us with greater fullness.
神住在我们里面呢以更多的丰盛住在我们里面。
And now we become the people that we spoke of in the first session.
那我们就成为我们刚才所说的那个长大成人的一部分。
Now we're not limited to our own thinking and of our own mind.
我们不再是受我们的自然的思想所局限。
Now we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us.
我们看到圣灵呢，以他的丰盛呢，住在我们里面。
And we can do more than we can do in the natural.
我们可以做在自然上。可以做的更多的事。
We can understand more than we can understand in the natural.
我们可以明白呢，比在自然上能够明白的更多的事。
We are equipped and qualified.
我们有更多的装备，我们有更多的能力。
To become effective witnesses.
可以做有效的神的见证，更为有效的神的见证。
Witnesses of the resurrected Christ.
作为神主耶稣复活能力的见证。
Not just witnessing.Witnesses of Jesus and all the good things that he did, but of his resurrection.
不只是见证耶稣所做的这些好事情，而是见证他的复活。
Which speaks of the new life.
讲到的新的生命。
When we go over there to First Corinthians chapter 12,
我们打到哥林多前书第十二章的时候呢
，we see what came with the Holy Spirit.
我们看到当圣灵来的时候呢，带来的是什么？
We can read from verse 1.
我们可以从第一节开始读。
Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant.
弟兄们，论到属灵的恩赐呢，我不愿意你们不明白。
You know that you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols, however you were led.
你们做外邦人的时候呢，随时呢被牵引迷惑，服侍那些哑巴偶像，你们知道。
These Corinthians were idol worshippers.
那些哥林多人呢？他们是拜偶像的。
And they were led by idol worshippers.
他们去
服侍 idols, sorry.
那些偶像所引。
But Paul says, I don't want you to be ignorant about spiritual things.
保罗说，我不想让你们不明白无知于属灵的事情。
There's some spiritual things that you need to know.
有一些属灵的事情你们要明白。
And then he starts comparing to the idols. I don't want to go there now.
然后他讲偶像，我们现在不讲这些偶像的事情。
But verse 4 says.
第四节说。
There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit.
第四节说，恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位。
So the Holy Spirit, when he comes, to dwell inside of us, he comes with gifts.
当圣灵住在我们里面的时候呢，他的丰盛带来了恩赐。
All kinds of gifts, diversity of gifts.
各种不同的，分别不同的恩赐。
Verse 5, there are differences of ministries, but the same Lord.
第五节说，主是一位，但是职事呢有不同。
Ministries begin to happen when the Holy Spirit moves in.
当各种不同的服事呢开始发生啊，开始运行，当这些主的能力来的时候。
Verse 6, and there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all.
第六节说有各种不同，汉语圣经说功用也有分别，但主是却是一位，功用的各种不同的活动。
So when the Holy Spirit comes in, a whole lot of things came with him.
当圣灵来的时候呢，有很多很多不同的活动、运动，啊，恩赐都带来了。
Ministries,
各种不同的服事
activities,
活动。
And these are the things that I just tried to touch on in the first session.
这些事情我只是想微微的提一些在这里。
There are activities that happen through the leading of the Holy Spirit.
通过圣灵的带领呢，有一些活动，有一些功用呢，发生。
They are very different from the activities that we can do just in our own strength.
比我们只是靠着我们的自己的能力所做呢，非常不一样。
Because they come inspired and led by the Holy Spirit.
他们可以被神的灵呢所引导、所感染。
God will cause us to do things that we could never do in the natural.
神可以使我们做在自然上永远做不到的事情。
Because of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵带的能力。
And verse 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all.
第七节说, 圣灵显得个人身上叫众人得益处。
So when the Holy Spirit comes in, he will manifest himself in different ways.
当圣灵来的时候, 他会把自己显现在不同形式。
There are different ways in which he can operate through us.
他可以通过我们呢, 以不同的方式来运行。
And it's always to our benefit.
叫我们得益处。
So the profit of all.
叫众人得益处。
Good things coming from his activities in us.
好的益处通过我们来运行。
Verse 8, for to the one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit.
第八节说, 有人蒙他呢, 赐智慧的言语。
Wisdom that comes from God for any given situation.
那神的智慧呢, 在某些情况下呢, 有从神来。
That we cannot solve with our own wisdom, the Holy Spirit will give us wisdom for that moment.
我们靠我们个人的智慧呢, 不能够解决的事情, 神给我们这些智慧。
And in that situation,
在那个特定的环境之下,
praise God for that.
感谢神能为这个智慧的言语。
That we don't have to do things in our own wisdom.
我们不用我们自己的智慧去做事情。
There'll be a word of wisdom.
有智慧的言语。
To another, the word of knowledge through the same Spirit.
也有智慧, 那人也蒙智慧圣灵, 赐他知识的言语。
And the word of knowledge,
知识的言语,
is when God reveals knowledge to you that you don't know in your own mind.
知识的言语呢, 神向你显示呢, 你的自己的思想呢, 所不知道的知识。
You may be dealing with somebody,
也许你在给某人在服侍,
and God will show you something in that person's life,
也许神会向你显示那个人的生命中的一些事情,
that you don't know naturally,
你在自然上永远没法知道的,
to be a witness to him,
好为他做见证,
and to speak to him,
向他说话,
and to minister to him according to the Holy Spirit.
根据圣灵的带领, 服侍他。
Verse 9, to another faith by the same Spirit.
第九节, 又有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他信心。
And we call it special faith.
我们叫这个信心叫做特别的信心。
Because when we're born again, each of what the Bible says received a measure of faith.
为什么叫这个叫做特别的信心? 因为当我们重生的时候呢, 我们是靠着信心得救呢, 神按照 罗马书第12章第3节说呢，按照他所赐我们信心的程度，他有赐我们信心。如果你没有信心的话，就没有办法得救。
But this is special faith.
这是特别的信心。
This is faith that goes beyond our own level of faith.
这个特别的信心呢，越超越我们平常的普通的我们个人的一般的信心。
You know, as we grow in the Lord,
当我们在主里成长的时候呢。
Into maturity,
当你长大成人的时候呢,
our faith also grows.
我们的信心也会长大。
But the Holy Spirit will come with a special faith that is much higher than our level of faith.
但圣灵给我们赐的信心呢, 比我们自己的信心呢, 有更大的, 更高的程度。
So that we can deal with challenges and situations in His power and with His faith.
所以我们就可以通过他的能力，用他的信心呢，来对付那些挑战。
Equipment that God is giving us.
神给我们的特别的装备。
Verse 10, to another the working of miracles.
这世界上又叫一人能行异能。
How many of you have seen miracles before? Let's see the hands.
你们中间有没有以前有没有人看的人神迹奇事有异能？有没有人看见过？可以举手。有没有看见过？
Not many, but I tell you what, when the Holy Spirit works through you, you will see miracles.
那不是很多人看见，但是当圣灵通过你做异能的时候呢，你会看到非常奇妙的事情。
You'll see miracles happen.
你如果看到异能、神迹奇事的话，
You may see miracles happen through your own ministry.
也许你通过你自己的服事就能看到神迹奇事。
When you deal with people, when you pray with people.
当你给别人祷告。 给别人服侍的时候, 神迹奇事发生。
When you witness to people,
你向别人做见证的时候, 神迹奇事发生。
There's a gift that the Holy Spirit brings to us and through us, and that is to work miracles.
圣灵给我们其中的一个恩赐，通过我们所做的一个叫做行义呢。
Miracles were not restricted to the days of Acts.
那这个异能呢，不只是使徒行传里面的异能而已。
Miracles still happen today.
今天呢，神迹奇事仍然存在。
And God can use anyone for it.
神可以使用任何人。
Not just the big evangelists.
不只是那些大的牧师传福音的。
But everyone who has the Holy Spirit on the inside.
每个人圣灵都在你里面。
If we are willing to listen to him and be led by him,
如果我们愿意被他引导，愿意听他的话的话呢
we'll be surprised to see what he can do.
我们就会非常诧异呢，他能做的事。
When he operates through you, such a boldness will take a hold inside of you.
当他通过你运行做事的时候呢，你里面有突然的有这种。放胆出来。
But you will do things afterwards. You will wonder how in the world did I do that.
你就会后来就会想起来说，我怎么可能做出那件事情呢
？There's a boldness that comes with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵赐给你非常大胆。
And I believe God wants to do miracles through all of us.
我相信神想通过我们每个人行神迹奇事。
And should I believe we should stretch our faith and begin to cultivate that desire to see more of the power of God.
我相信我们应该扩张我们的渴慕，可以看到更多的这样的事情发生。
Well, Jesus didn't die to give us religion; he died to give us new life.
耶稣受死不是给我们一个宗教，他是给我们一个新的生命。
He sent the Holy Spirit to become rivers of living water.
他差遣圣灵从我们里面可以流出活水的江河。
Verse 10 still to another prophecy.
那第十节说，又叫一人能做先知，汉语圣经翻译成做先知不是，又叫一人能说预言。
Prophecy is to speak by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
说预言就是按照圣灵的感染，圣灵的引发的来说话。
We speak driven by the Spirit of God.
按照神的灵呢所引导的去说话。
And when we speak, we will speak things that didn't come from our minds, but from the Spirit inside of us.
那当你说话的时候呢，不是通过你的思想说出来，而是从你里面呢，神的灵呢给你的话说出来。
I remember when I was just newly filled with the Holy Spirit years ago.
我记得当我刚被圣灵充满的时候呢，很多年前呢。
We were in a prayer meeting with our young people.
我在我的祷告会里和一些年轻人在一起。
And we were praying together.
我们一起在祷告。
And suddenly the Spirit of God started speaking through me.
突然之间呢，我就觉得圣灵呢通过我来说话。
And I quoted a long passage out of Isaiah that I never knew out of my head.
我就开始引述呢以赛亚书里面。一大片的经文呢，我的思想从来没有记住过的。
And it was a confirmation to me. It didn't come from me. It must have come from God.
这都是我的一个印证，我本身的思想我自己根本不知道，而是神的灵呢给我印证出来的。
And the prophetic word Apostle Paul tells us, we'll always do three things.
那使徒保罗说呢，这个说预言呢，有三个东西神的灵要做。
It will exhort, it will edify, and comfort.
提升、造就和安稳。
First Corinthians chapter 14.
哥林多前书第十四章。
Talks about the administration of the gifts in the church.
哥林多前书第十四章讲到各种不同的圣灵的恩赐的运行。
And so that's the wonderful thing of the Holy Spirit when He speaks, He exhorts us, He comforts us, and He edifies us.
当神的灵你按照神的灵说预言的时候，他就造就、安稳、劝勉人
and builds us up，
造就我们自己。
To another discerning of spirits，
另外一个人呢，能辨别诸灵。
There are all kinds of spirits，
有各种不同的灵。
The spiritual world is populated，
那属灵的这个世界呢，有非常非常多的属灵的世界里的东西。
There are all kinds of spiritual beings there，
有很多不同的灵里面的东西。
Apostle Paul tells us that the spiritual world is more real than the natural world.
使徒保罗说，这个属灵的世界呢，比我们这个自然的世界呢更加真实。
Because it is eternal.
因为灵呢是永恒的。
And the natural world always changes.
因为自然的东西呢一直在改变。
And in the spiritual world, there's a lot of spiritual beings that live there.
那在灵的世界里，有很多的灵在那里存在。
God.
神是个灵。
And Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
耶稣圣灵都是灵。
And the angels.
天使也是灵。
But also demons.
但是魔鬼呢也是灵。
But the discerning of spirits will tell us what spirit we're dealing with.
辨别诸灵呢，能够告诉我们呢，我们对付的是什么样的灵。
So we will not be deceived. We will know what we're dealing with.
我们就会知道呢，我们对付的什么样的灵，就不会受骗。
The Holy Spirit will bring up that gift of discernment of spirits.
那圣灵把这个辨别诸灵的恩赐给我们的话呢？
It seems to work very effectively and mostly when it comes to casting out demons.
那当你奉耶稣的名赶鬼的时候呢，这个时候呢是一个非常有效的一个恩赐。The
Holy Spirit inside of you will let you know what's on the inside there of someone else.
那圣灵在你里面呢会告诉你呢，你外面这个人呢，他里面有什么东西。You
know the Apostle Paul was ministering somewhere one day.
你知道使徒保罗在一次在去服侍别人的时候呢？
And a slave girl was walking behind him all the time.
有一个使女呢，那她有个那个鬼在她身上呢。
And she kept on saying, "These men, they bring to us the message of salvation."
那个使女一直在她后面骚扰她，说这些人是神的大能，要带你们救恩的信息。
Well, that sounds good.
这话说的当然是对的了。
The only problem was she said that not by the spirit of God, but by some demon spirit.
问题是呢，那个使女说这话的时候呢，不是按照神的灵所说出来，而是因为按照里面的，在这里面的鬼所说的话。How
will we know the difference?
那我们怎么知道它有什么区别呢？
The Holy Spirit will tell us.
圣灵会告诉我们。So
we will not be deceived.
所以我们就不会受骗。
But we can sometimes feel very flattered when somebody says that about us.
如果别人向我们说好话的时候，我们可能觉得好像非常受宠。
But we should have that discernment that will tell us where it's coming from.
我们可以辨别这个话是从哪里来的。
To another different kinds of tongues.
又叫异人能说各种不同的方言。
People will speak in tongues.
那人会说方言。
I believe, well, I don't believe the Bible tells us that is a sign of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那这个地方呢，和《使徒行传》第二章第四节的这个又不一样。那个地方是他们就都被圣灵充满，按照圣灵所赐的口才说起方言来。这里方是各种不同的方言，是圣灵的恩赐，是两种不同的方言。
We speak in a language that we don't understand.
我们说的语言呢，我们不明白。
On the day of Pentecost, they spoke as the Holy Spirit gave them utterance.
五旬节的那一天呢，他们按照圣灵所赐的口才说起方言来。
And they spoke in all kinds of languages.
他们当时说的各种不同各个国家的语言。
And sometimes people around us might understand it.
有的时候我们周围的人可能会明白。
But other times we're just speaking with God.
那很多时候呢，我们是给神说话，说神的奥秘。
The good thing when we're speaking in tongues to God is the devil doesn't know what we're talking about.
那好消息是呢，当你说方言的时候呢，原不是对人说，乃是对神说，说出神的奥秘呢，魔鬼是不明白的。
The Bible says that we speak secret things with God.
那圣经说呢，在哥林多前书第十四章呢，第二节说呢，我们说出神的奥秘来。
That's a wonderful experience.
这是一个非常奇妙的经历。
Apostle Paul even says, "I will pray with my mind, but I also will pray with my spirit."
使徒保罗说呢，我要用我的悟性来祷告，但是我也要用灵来祷告。And
praying in the spirit is one of the most uplifting experiences that we can have.
用灵来祷告呢，是一个非常造就我们的一个非常好的一个经历。
The Holy Spirit praying through us.
我们圣灵呢，通过我们来运行。
The Bible even says that in Romans chapter 8 that we don't always know how to pray.
在罗马书第八章说，我们本不晓得该如何祷告。
But when the Holy Spirit prays through us, He always knows the will of God.
但是当圣灵呢，按照圣灵带领去祷告的时候呢，他呢就 把一切的事都能指示给你。
And he prays through us according to the will of God.
按照神的旨意，为我们，替我们代祷。
Well, I tell you, that's a different kind of a prayer meaning when the Holy Spirit prays through His people.
当圣灵通过他的子民来祷告的时候，这是一个不同的祷告会。
There's a holy boldness that takes hold of God's people.
那有一个非常圣洁的胆识，大胆呢，就接管了神的子民。
Because now the Holy Spirit is praying through us.
现在圣灵通过我们来祷告。
And what we say sometimes, when we speak with our natural mind, is we limit things because of our limited understanding.
因为我们平常我们用我们的悟性祷告的时候呢，我们只是受我们有限的思想所局限的，我们只能说我们所明白的一些东西。
But when the Holy Spirit prays through us, He prays without limits.
当圣灵透过我们祷告的时候呢，圣灵没有任何的限制。
He can ask for things that our minds will never allow us to ask.
他可以求我们的思想根本不明白的东西。
That's why yesterday we read there in Ephesians chapter 3, the prayer.
这就是为什么我们在刚才昨天呢，以弗所书第三章里面的祷告书。
Where Paul says that God can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think.
以弗所书三章二十一节说，神按能够按照我们心里运行的大能大力，充充足足成就一切，远超过我们所求所想。
That's when the Holy Spirit gets involved and begins to pray on behalf of us.
这就是圣灵卷入到你的生活当中，可以如何呢？通过你去运行的一个方式。
And often we pray those things in tongues because our mind will not allow us to speak things like that.
我们通常呢，我们用方言祷告呢，是因为我们的思想呢不允许我们说出这些东西来。
And then there's also the interpretation of tongues.
然后又有翻方言。
When God speaks to the church through tongues.
当神通过方言向教会说话的时候呢，
there will be the interpretation of that tongue.
就会有翻方言。
So that the congregation will know what the Lord is speaking to us.
所以这个会众呢会知道神在说什么。
Because tongues with interpretation is equal to a prophecy.
那方言被翻出来之后呢，就等于说的预言。
God speaking to the church.
神在向教会来说话。
Not through the mind of a man, but through the Spirit of God.
不是通过人的思想，而是通过神的灵说话。
The awesomeness of the presence of God amongst these people.
那神的奇妙的同在呢，在众人当中。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit came to change us.
神的圣灵的浇灌呢，要来改变我们。
To empower us.
要给你们带来能力。
And to equip us.
给你们赚来装备。
To do the mighty works that Jesus said we will do.
是做耶稣所说的更大的事，我所做的事你们也要做，要做更大的事。
You know, Jesus said, "The works that I do, you will do also."
耶稣说，我所做的事你们也要去做。
Because I go to my Father.
因为我要到父那里去。
And when you went to the Father, the Holy Spirit came.
当他去父那里之后呢，他就差遣了圣灵。
And empowered the church.
教会的巨大的能力。
And that's why the baptism in the Holy Spirit is so important.
这就是为什么圣灵的施洗如此重要。
It empowers the church.
你们就必得着能力。
He equips us to do more than we can do in the natural.
他给你们的装备比你们在自然当中要做的多得多。
That's why God sent the Holy Spirit to us.
神为什么要差遣圣灵到我们当中呢？就是这个。
Now, the word baptism means to be immersed.
施洗呢，它的意思是呢，沉浸在里面。
Means to be covered over.
把它被它包括在里面。
When we baptize somebody in water, we immerse them.
当我们为别人施洗的时候，我们就把它沉浸在水里面。
They are fully covered over by the water.
他们被水呢完全的包围在里面。
Water is all around them.
周围都是水在他们。
That's the word that Jesus uses to talk about this experience.
耶稣用的那个词呢，用施洗这个词呢，来描述了这个经历。
The Holy Spirit will be all around us in His fullness.
圣灵以他的丰盛呢， 充满着我们周围。
That is what God wants for us.
这是神要给我们的每个人的应许。
I tell you that fountain is wonderful.
那当你重生得救之后的那个泉源非常奇妙。
We thank God for everyone who has that fountain on the inside.
我们感谢神呢，我们每个人重生得救后之后呢，都有那个泉源在里面。
But He also has the rivers.
但是他还有活水的江河给你们。
Rivers of living water.
从它里面流出活水的江河，从我们里面涌流而出。
Praise God.
感谢神。
Amen.
There's always more in God.
但神的国里呢，有会有更多更多的东西。
May God give us that hunger for more of Him.
愿神给我们更多的渴慕，可以从他那里索取更多的东西。
These beautiful shadows that confirm these things for us.
有很多很多非常奇妙的啊，这些影子呢，来印证这些事情。
And I want to touch a little bit on some of that.
我可以啊，简短的说一些。
Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
我们可以《哥林多后书》第三章。
There are two covenants.
有两个约。
There's the old covenant.
旧约。
That was administered by the law.
旧约是通过律法的形式。
The law that came through Moses.
通过摩西的律法。
The law prescribed certain things.
那个律法呢，给一些事情把它陈列出来。
That the people had to do.
那些人呢，必须去做。
If they failed to do it,
如果他们不做的话呢，
they had to bring a sacrifice.
他们就要去献祭牺牲才可以。
It mostly meant something or somebody was going to die.
或者是人，或者是一些牲畜呢，必须为此而死。
Sometimes it's a pigeon.
有的时候是一个鸽子。
Or a goat or a sheep.
或者是山羊和绵羊。
Or an ox.
或者是牛。
Depending on what you did.
取决于你犯的罪。
But it usually ended in death of somebody because everybody always broke the law.
那通常是呢，必须是有人死。或者是有生虚死，因为有人他要犯罪，他犯了律法。
And the day that the law was given,
那律法传下来的那一天
was also a very dreadful day.
那一天是非常可怕恐惧的一天。
You will remember when Moses came down the mountain with the tablets in his hands.
知道你记得摩西从山上呢拿着这个法版下来的时候呢。
Joshua was with him as a young man, and he said, "I hear a noise in the camp."
那约书亚跟他在一起，他听到说这个营里面有响声。
Well, Moses was on top of the mountain with the Lord.
那摩西在山上跟主在一起。
Down there in the camp, the people made an idol.
但是呢，底下那些营里面的那些人呢，在造偶像。
And started worshiping that idol. It was a golden calf.
开始那些拜那个金牛啊。
And when Moses came down from the mountain, that's what he saw.
当摩西从山上下来的时候，他就看到这样的景象。
And a command was given to kill everybody that was involved in that.
那个律法下来呢，要杀死所有的这些拜偶像的人。
3,000 people were killed that day.
那天就有3,000人死了，被杀死了。
The day the law was given.
律法来的那一天呢，3,000人死了。
The day when the Holy Spirit came，
但是当圣灵降临的那一天
，Peter stood up and he spoke。
彼得站起来开始大声的讲道。
But now he's speaking through the Holy Spirit。
他现在通过圣灵说话。
3,000 people came to new life in Christ that day。
那一天呢，有3,000人呢获得在耶稣基督里的新生命。
And that is what the Holy Spirit came. He came to bring new life.
那一天呢，圣灵来带来了新的生命。
On the day, you know, the Apostle Paul tells us that our body is a temple of the Holy Ghost.
那一天就是保罗所说的，我们的身体成了圣灵的殿。
When the temple in the Old Testament was dedicated,
当在旧约里的时候呢？当 当那个圣殿建成了献给主的时候呢
the priests were taking the Ark of the Covenant into its place in the temple.
那些祭司呢把约柜抬到圣殿的时候呢
there were 120 people that blew the trumpet.
其中有120个祭司他们吹号。
And when they blew the trumpet,
当他们吹号的时候呢
120 of them at the same time.
那120个祭司一起在吹号的时候呢
，The glory of God moved into the temple.
那神的荣耀呢？神的荣耀就到了圣殿里面。
And the anointing was so strong that the priests who carried the ark could not stand.
那个恩膏呢是何等的浓厚呢？那些抬约柜那些人呢就不能够直身站起来。
On the day of Pentecost,
但是五旬节的那一天呢？
There were 120 in the upper room.
在上房里面有120个门徒。
And that wonderful picture comes complete.
这个完美的图画呢，开始变得完结。
When they opened their mouths and the Holy Spirit started speaking through them.
他们就开始开口，按照圣灵所说的口才说话，说方言。
The glory of God came down on them.
神的荣耀就降到他们身上。
And now we live in the dispensation not of the law that kills, but of the Spirit that gives life.
我们现在所活的时代呢，不是以前呢杀人的旧的律法，而是呢给予新生命的新约。
In the Old Testament, when Moses came down with the law, the glory of God was on him.
当摩西从山上带着法版下来的时候，他的脸上带着荣光。
There was so much glory, he had to cover his face.
那个荣光就那么多呢，他要用幔子把他遮住。
Yet all he had in his hands was a law that came to kill.
他手里拿的是法版，那个法版是叫人死的。
But now we live in a dispensation of the Holy Spirit.
那我们现在活在圣灵的时代呢
？A Spirit that gives life.
是叫人活的灵呢，在这里。
Now there's more glory than even Moses had.
我们现在呢，有比摩西的荣光更多的荣光。
So let's read the Second Corinthians chapter 3.
我们读哥林多后书第三章。
When will you read from verse 7 to 18?
我们从第七节到第十八节。那我们一起来读好不好？那用字。刻在石头上属死的执事赏且有荣光，甚至以色列人以摩西面上的荣光不能定睛看他的脸，这荣光远是渐渐褪去的，何况那属灵的执事岂不更有荣光吗？若是定罪的执事有荣光，那称义的执事荣光也越发大了。那从前有荣光的因这极大的荣光就算不得有荣光了，若那废掉的有荣光，这长存的就更有荣光了。我们这既有这样的盼望，就大胆讲说，不像摩西将帕子蒙在脸上，叫以色列人不能定睛看那将废者的结局。但他们的心地刚硬，直到今日诵读旧约的时候，这帕子还没有揭去，这帕子在基督里已经废去了。然而直到今日，每逢诵读摩西书的时候，帕子还在他们心上，但他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时除去了。主就是那灵。主的灵在哪里，哪里就得自由。我们众人既然敞开脸，得看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变的。
God has some good things for us.
神有很多很多好东西给我们预备。
The Holy Spirit brings His glory.
圣灵把神的荣光荣耀带给我们。
He lifts us up to high places in God where we can never go with our minds.
他可以把我们抬到非常高的地方呢，我们的思想永远到不到的地方。
God wants to fill us with His glorious presence.
神想用他的荣耀呢，充满我们每个人。
He wants to equip us with His mighty anointing.
他想用这种各种恩膏的能力来装备我们。
He wants to speak to us words of life.
他想用生命的道呢，来给我们说话。
And bring us into a place where we become what Jesus said, witnesses of His resurrection.
他想让我们带到一个位置，就是耶稣所说的为他的复活做见证的这样一个地方。
And that is for every one of us.
这是给我们每个人的应许。
God never intended for the church to be without power.
神从来没有让他的教会呢没有能力。
God intended for the church to be operating in the power of the Holy Spirit.
神想让他的教会呢以圣灵的能力来运行。
He intended for the church to operate in the wisdom of God.
他想他的教会呢以神的智慧呢来运行。
To do much more than we can in our own.
要做比我们自己靠自己所能做的更多。
And that is available for every one of us.
这对我们每个人来说都是垂手可得。
Going back there to Acts chapter 2.
我们回到使徒行传第二章。
And verse 38.
38节
Apostle Peter spoke and he said, Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
使徒彼得说了，你们个人悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
That's a strong promise.
这是一个非常强烈的应许。
You shall receive the gift.
必领受所赐的圣灵。
God wants us to have the gift.
神想让我们得到这些恩赐。
We don't have to beg him for the gift. I think God's begging us to take the gift.
我们用不着像乞丐一样去向神求这些恩赐。神想让我们得到这个。
We have the fountain.
我们有泉源。
We are equipped to have the river.
因此，我们就有能力可以得到这活水的江河。
God wants to open up that fountain with so much flowing out of it that it becomes a river out of us.
神想让那个泉源呢涌流而出，成为一个活水的江河，在我们里面涌流而出。
That is God's will for every one of us.
这是神给我们每个人的旨意。
And I pray that God will stir up inside of us a hunger that we will take that gift.
我祷告神在我们里面会，神在我们里面会兴起渴慕，好让我们每个人去渴慕得到这些恩赐。
You know, if God thought it was necessary to give it to us, then we should think it's necessary to have it.
如果神呢，他以为这是对我们来说是必要的，我们就应该以为是必要的。
Amen. We want to talk a little more about this after lunch.
我们可以在午饭之后可以说更多的神的话语。
Now, during lunch,
那吃午饭的时候呢？
Think about this.
想一想。
During lunch, say to yourself.I want that gift.
你对自己说，我想要这些东西，这件恩赐。
I want that promise.
我想要这个应许在我身上成就。
I'm grateful for the river, but for the fountain, but I want the river.
非常感谢神，我里面有永生的泉源，但是我想要活水的江河。
Let's work up that hunger for more of Him.
让我们来里面来仰望我们里面的这个渴慕。
Because we want to pray with some of you, those who want that river.
我们想要为你们一起来祷告。那些人想要这活水江河的人，我们要为你祷告。
We want to lay hands on you, and we believe that the Holy Spirit is going to come on God's people.
我们想为你按手，我们相信神的灵要降临到你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
We grateful for the breath of life that Jesus.Breathed upon us.
我们非常感恩耶稣所吹的生命之气给我们。
But we want the rushing mighty wind.
但是我们想要一阵劲风吹过。
There's more.
有更多的。
There's always more.
一直会有更多的。
And we don't have to earn it.
我们用不着用我们自己做什么事情去赚取而来，这是一个恩赐。
It's a free gift.
是一个免费的恩赐。
That God has for every one of us.
神给我们白白给我的每一个礼物，每一个人的礼物。
Amen.
Amen.
So I think we're going to break now.
我想我们要这要开始吃午饭的短袖了，是不是？12点是吃完吃午饭，是不是？
对。
OK.
And then after lunch, we'll minister some more. We'll teach a little bit more, and then we're going to minister to some of you.
那吃午饭之后，我们会讲更多的服事，然后为你们服事。Amen.
Amen.
OK. 所以五分钟之后就十二点了，也没有时间问问题了。是不是？
要不我们下午。